This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, assalamu alaikum. This is Kalisha Bennett from Developing Diamonds here with the third reminder for at home during quarantine. So this reminder is about the connection at home. And I feel like this is such an important area and topic to bring up, to reflect upon and to discuss so that we can enhance that sense of connection at home in a positive way, as opposed to there being a lot of friction at home because of, the tension being high or being in each other's spaces constantly. So the first tip in this reminder is to pray together. And salah is one of the best ways to connect as a family, for us to be able to pray in congregation 5 times a day. It's such a blessing if we're able to have that. There's a saying that says, pray, the family that prays together stays together. And we should really put that into action and remind ourselves that partaking in salah, where we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a united front, there are great blessings in that. And there's awesome togetherness as you stand in rows and face that one direction, face the Qibla, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what I find also is a beautiful time is right after the prayer, when you're doing, your after prayer supplications or adhkar, your du'as afterwards, is a beautiful quiet time. Remind the kids that after we pray, we sit and we reflect and we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within ourselves. And during that time, it's such a nice time to just stroke your children, to put them on your laps, give them kisses and cuddles while you all supplicate or remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make the most of that. Number two is to eat together. Trying to have meal times as set times as a family where everyone is expected to be, at the sufra or at the dining table eating together. There's great blessing even from eating from the same plate and the same dish. So maybe we can revive some of the sunnah aspects of eating through our meals together. And, it's a time where everyone's relaxed and happy and to enjoy the meal and to reflect upon the day and to check in with each other. It's a really important time to connect as a family. Number three is to have family meetings and discussions. And sometimes you need to do this to touch base with everyone. Some families have a weekly family meeting, on a Friday afternoon or, on Sunday mornings, they have family meetings. If you want to schedule it regularly, that's an awesome idea. Or it could be just on occasion where you feel like everyone needs to touch base and share how they're going, how they're feeling. Does anyone have any needs? Does anyone have any situations that they want help with or to discuss, especially if you've got multiple children, to discuss any issues that have come up during the week, any conflict situations that need mediation, and to ensure that everyone has their rights and their justice as well. Number four is don't forget to have one-on-one conversations with the members of your household or within your family, particularly between parent and child, between the spouses. If there's anyone else that you live with who maybe needs some one-on-one time with you, you have elders living with you, just to make sure that you have some one-on-one conversations and connect deeply in a more intimate setting. This is really important. Also, number five to connect is to share family memories and stories, whether you have old photo albums or old family videos, or you have just stories that you've inherited from, the different elder generations who came before within your family. It's a beautiful time to be able to connect and teach children what their legacy is and, the family history, the culture, the stories of struggle, the spiritual journeys of different members of the family. If you don't know a lot about that, to be able to share it with your children or your family members, then let it be a time to research and look into it and call up some of the elders and ask for some of these stories and ask for the family history. Getting to know your past is essential in establishing a really strong and sound sense of identity. So don't underestimate the importance of that for our kids to know some of the stories of their grandparents or great-grandparents and for them to know the lineage that they've been born into, inshallah. So those are 5 tips for connecting at home. I'd give great emphasis to the praying together. This is very important. Rather than people praying in different areas, different rooms of the house, come together in collective prayer and get the multiplied reward for it, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. And I hope you have been reminded about the importance of connection and the value of it. If we're not connected to each other, then, you know, we're missing out on the greatest sweetness of life. Do check out developingdiamonds.com.au if you'd like any more information, and look out for our next video where we're going to discuss learning at home during the quarantine phase. So Jazakallah khairan, and we hope to hear from you very soon.